Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rebecca Brown. As Claire mentioned, I'm with the California Family Health Council and also UC Berkeley. And today I'm going to talk to you about a really exciting project that we've been working on for the last couple of years around adolescent both education and access to services called the Hookup. And I have no relationships to disclose. So in April 2009, at CFHC and ISIS, we launched the Hookup together. It's a statewide text message-based sexual health information and clinic referral service serving youth throughout California. It's the first statewide service of its kind, and it builds on a program based in San Francisco called Sex Info. Our funding comes from the CDC, and our goal is really to leverage the more than 300 California Title X clinics that offer free or low-cost sexual health services to adolescents via California's Family PAC program. So our goals are twofold. First of all, to provide relevant and accurate sexual health information to our subscribers, but also to offer a convenient and confidential resource for accessing free or low-cost sexual health services at clinics that are local to wherever our subscribers are located. In developing our program, we had a number of considerations to look at. First of all, how do we build a program that meets a statewide audience and also field partners that are all over really the great diverse state of California? We had limited funding and limited staff time available to put toward the project. We needed to take into account what the user experience would be like of using the Hookup, and to do that, we conducted usability testing with our target audience. And we also had to take into context various industry rules and regulations. There had to be an opt-out option, mandatory user language, and also introductory and off-message texts. So our system is designed to provide weekly sexual health messages on a wide variety of topics. We share a short code. A short code is the number that you put in when you're calling into a text message service. For example, if you've ever voted for American Idol, you're using a short code. So to opt into our service, you text the word hookup to the short code 61827. In addition to that sexual health message, each message contains a prompt to text the word clinic plus your zip code to get four local referrals for clinics near you. And you also get a link to our sexual health website, teensource.org. Teensource.org operates as a referral service with information related to each weekly message. So if a subscriber saw a message that, you know, piqued their interest and they wanted to learn more, they could click on that link and either through their phone or go on the computer, find out more information about that topic. And in addition, there's a clinic locator that has more information than we have room to provide via text. It has map and directions and clinic websites. And of course, a subscriber can opt out at any time. This is just an example of what it might look like if a subscriber went onto teensource.org. I don't know if you can read the tip. The tip says, fighting with your BFGF, step up out of the room and wait till you're ready to talk. So this is a message about sexual communication and even also about intimate partner violence. And if a person wanted to get more information, they could certainly get it on TeenSource. So in terms of developing our text, we have 160 characters for the sender identification, our health education message, our zip code prompt, our website link, and our legal jargon. We decided not to use text speak, something like OMG or LOL, but really just to use common abbreviations to save space. This comes from feedback we got from young people that they want to be, you know, spoken to like adults and with respect, and that we shouldn't be kind of trying to co-opt their language and use it for ourselves. And in addition, when we know that we're providing a service to individuals throughout the state of California, we know that a lot of those terms are geographic, and so we wanted to make sure that we were speaking a language that was hopefully universal. Our messages are developed by health educators based on issues that we identified in youth focus groups. They were then reviewed by clinical and health department staff. And here is just kind of a list of sample topics that we cover through the Hookup. So here's an example of a text. It says, hookup. Think you're in the clear if you don't have symptoms. Most STDs don't show. Get tested. Then it has the clinic prompt to get a clinic information, our link, and our kind of legal jargon at the end. So when you talk about any kind of education campaign, you have to talk about marketing. Marketing is a necessity for building and maintaining a user base. Our system is perfectly purposely designed, therefore, to self-market in that individuals receive weekly messages. We, in addition, develop guidelines for what we call kind of marketing the hookup on the cheap, encouraging folks to promote using their local health department, youth-serving organizations, providing press releases, using social media. And in addition, we created some print-ready materials that are housed on the public access site. And here's a couple examples you can take a look at. So some metrics, some initial metrics. Since our launch, we've had 3,760 unduplicated subscriptions. About 10% of those have opted out over that time period. We've had 1,144 clinic requests for, you know, a number of zip codes across a number of counties in California. This translates to about a third of our subscribers using that clinic referral function. You can see here the California counties that have the highest number of clinic requests. There are, of course, the counties that have, you know, the highest number of young people in their areas. But currently, our proportion of usage among the target audience versus public health professionals is unknown. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the evaluation that we've been embarking on, and I'm going to talk about two different aspects. First of all, about focus groups. We have a partnership with Dr. Ray Perry, who's a Robert Wood Johnson clinical scholar. In the past couple of months, he held four focus groups a month after participants had subscribed to the hookup, and he had 26 participants, both male and female, at two different teen clinics. I'm just going to highlight a couple of key findings since we don't have long, but I'd be happy to talk more during the discussion. So first of all, teens found the hookup to be convenient, informative, and helpful. Most teens thought that text messaging was a good idea because it provided a private way to get sexual health information. All the teens were happy with how convenient and useful the clinic locator was, and the teens thought that the hookup needed to be promoted more both through kind of social media sites as well as traditional media sites in places where teens were and also in school. Our next step is now launching a school-based study of the impact of the hookup on sexual health knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors, which we'll be implementing in a public high school in Los Angeles this coming September. In addition, we're planning a text survey. This is to get at that question of who is really using the hookup and are we actually reaching who we think we're going to reach. So it's a self-administered text-based survey. It's going to be easy to use, brief, and allow for both quantitative and qualitative responses with kind of a built-in incentive for completing the entire survey. We want to know about demographics. We want to know about how our users heard about the hookup, and we want to know if the hookup had any effect on their behaviors. Some things that we're concerned about survey completion. Of course, all surveys have drop-off, and there's really not kind of a lot of precedent for using text for public health research. So we're kind of, I guess, flying by the seat of our pants a bit. In addition, there's not a lot of space for question and response, and our opt-outs won't be represented. So our next steps are finalizing the questions, pilot testing, conducting a focus group, and then implementing system-wide. So in conclusion, since our launch, we've effectively provided low-cost sexual health information to many users, resulting in a high proportion of clinic referrals across California. We do, however, know that evaluation is necessary to ensure that we're reaching our target audience. The programmatic platform can be translated for adoption by other organizations that are considering implementing text-based projects. And ultimately, we really feel that the hookup is an excellent model of a low-cost program that uses health communication mobile technology to facilitate access to sexual health services. So kind of looking forward, we're, of course, committed to be completing these program evaluations, increasing opportunities for youth involvement, which is a really key piece of our program, expanding the geographic reach of the clinics in our system, and then partnering with youth-serving CBOs outside of the health field, and of course, always working to incorporate new media into our project. So thank you very much.